It's time to fire up that 16-millimeter projector.
It was available on VHS at one time.
The Nick DiGilio Show presents your international man of movie mystery.
I tell you, I'm a magnet.
I don't know what's going on.
What it is, Nick, I don't know. It's just a video craze.
I'm assuming that maybe you should do the Howard Stern Show at some point.
Tuckman. Jeff Tuckman.
That's right. Jeff Tuckman, who has been a friend of this show for many minutes. It's a lovely way to end the week, Jeff, because you're such a good friend of the show, and Steve and Johnny are going to be on after you.
Yes.
So it's just a lovely, like, family Friday morning. Nice way, the final Friday before before the holidays.
Oh, they're great. I did a show a long time ago, and I tell you, I know he loves movies.
Yeah,
they love movies.
They do, and they'll be in here after three to have some fun. It's always great to have Steve and Johnny in. But Jeff Tuckman is here, 312-981-7200 for talk and text. If you got a question about a movie you can't think of the title of, you want to describe it to us or who's in it, we'll help you out with that. Text or talk right now at 312-981-7200. Wondering when something's coming out. You got a tech question, Blu-ray, DVD, all that stuff. 312-981-7200. Now, Jeff Tuckman, when you come here, every month you always come bearing gifts, and this is a very appropriate prize that we're giving away this morning. Tell everybody what we have.
Well, we have the Platinum Edition of It's a Wonderful Life to give away.
Yeah.
What that is the original black and white that's been remastered. It also includes the colorized version.
Mm-hmm.
And this one works. I mean, not all the colorized versions, as a lot of the listeners know, not all of them worked. Some worked better than others.
Right.
And there's some really cool extras. There's a documentary on Frank Capra.
Right.
Narrated by his son. There's some other really good bonus
features.
There's
the making of It's a Wonderful Life, which is hosted by Tom Bosley. The original theatrical trailer is on here, and then you have the colorized version as well as the remastered original black and white. And it's the Platinum Anniversary Edition of It's a Wonderful Life, which is, you know, most people think is pretty much the ultimate Christmas movie. Everybody loves it.
Everybody loves it. And,
yeah.
And it's ironic because when they filmed it, you know, a lot of there's some great stories about it, but it was like 100 degrees outside.
Yeah. Well, and you know, if we mentioned this before, it was a box office bomb.
It was a flop.
It was a total bomb, and you know, some people were like, "This is the movie that's going to end Frank Capra's career." They were convinced of it, and it didn't do well critically. It did horrible at the box office, and then it goes on to become the quintessential, most beloved Christmas movie of all time. And it's interesting how that happens in the history of film, you know, how a movie comes out and it doesn't do well, and then suddenly 20 years later people love it, or 30 years later people love it. Happens to John Carpenter like every film that John Carpenter has ever released.
Yes. The problem with Carpenter is they're always comparing everything to Halloween, so that's the problem there.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, he, like when The Thing came out in 1982, it bombed.
Yes, it did.
Almost ended his career. Now it's considered a masterpiece. Big Trouble in Little China tanked when it came out in 1986. Now it's considered a great film.
Right.
Got this. It's happened to Carpenter. The Fog when it came out. I mean, it's happened to him, you know, regularly. But anyway, so this is It's a Wonderful Life. All right, we have some trivia questions. We have three DVDs. This package of It's a Wonderful Life to give away. And so what we're going to do is we'll throw out a trivia question, and if anybody can answer it, use the contest line when you call in. So, Jeff, what's our first trivia question for our first copy of the Platinum Edition of It's a Wonderful Life?
It's a Wonderful Life was developed by another studio before Frank Capra was hired. Who was the original actor that the character George Bailey was written for?
Okay. Who was the original actor that George Bailey was written for? 312-591-7000. That's our contest line. Call that line in order to answer the question to get that. Who was the original actor that George Bailey was really written for? 312-591-7000. 312-591-7000. And the first person through with the correct answer will get our first copy of the anniversary Platinum Edition of It's a Wonderful Life. Once again, call the contest line at 312-591-7000. 7,000. Okay. All right, Jeff, hang on. When we come back, we'll talk more with Jeff, answer more questions, and all kinds of stuff.
What is it you want, Barry? What do you want? You want the moon? Just say the word, and I'll throw a lasso around it and pull it down. Hey, that's a pretty good idea. I'll give you the moon, Barry.
I'll take it. Then what?
Well, then you could swallow it, and it'd all dissolve, see? And the moonbeams would shoot out of your fingers and your toes and the ends of your hair. Am I talking too much?
Yes. Why don't you kiss her instead of talking at her death?
How's that?
Why don't you kiss her instead of talking at her death?
Want me to kiss her, huh?
Oh, youth is wasted on the wrong people.
This is such a great movie. That's from It's a Wonderful Life. Jimmy Stewart, Donna Reed. A classic movie. And Jeff Tuckman is here. Welcome back, Jeff.
Good to be here.
And we have three copies of the Platinum Anniversary Edition of It's a Wonderful Life to give away this morning in a very festive time of year. It's a two-disc set featuring the original black and white version, a colorized version, two documentaries, and the original trailer. We asked a trivia question before the break, and it was...
It's a Wonderful Life was developed by another studio before Frank Capra was hired. Who is the original actor that the character George Bailey was written for?
Okay, here's Mark on WGN. Hey, Mark.
Hey, hello.
All right, so you got the answer?
Yes, I do. Cary Grant.
Can you believe that?
Yeah, Cary Grant. That's correct, Mark.
Thank you.
Congratulations. You got yourself a copy of It's a Wonderful Life. It's the Platinum Anniversary Edition.
Thank you very much. I love your show.
Thank you. Thank you for listening, okay? And hang on.
Okay.
Okay, there's our first winner. We have two more copies of It's a Wonderful Life to give away. You can't imagine anybody but Jimmy Stewart playing George Bailey. You know, it's just not possible. But, I mean, Cary Grant was one of my favorite actors of all time. So,
well, Capra also wanted Henry Fonda. He came real close, which was really ironic because Jimmy Stewart and Henry Fonda were best friends.
Yeah, yeah. You know, those were the guys to go to, though, at that time. Like, those were the three, you know, main dudes at that time to play those kind of leading man roles.
That's right.
So, yeah. All right. So there you go. We got two more copies to give away, and we got some people on the line who have a question. Here's Patrick on WGN. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, Nick. Hey, Jeff. How you guys doing this morning?
Great.
Good. Question. Earlier in the month, Phantasm and Ravager were both released on DVD. I think it was 4K as well.
Right.
Is there plans for a box set of all five movies?
You know what? There is a box set. I'm trying to figure out if Ravager is part of it. But there is a box set that exists already. But I don't know. You know what, Patrick? It's probably not the remastered version of Phantasm at this point.
Right.
And you want the remastered version because that's the deal. As far as I know, there is a package available. You know what? I'll just call Don and ask him.
that would be awesome. They played like Phantasm 1, 2, and 3 on Sci-Fi not too long ago, but they never played 4. So I've never seen 4. I'd love to get all those and watch.
Oh yeah, no, you got to see Patrick. Oblivion until Ravager came out, Oblivion is the best of the sequels.
I've never seen it.
It's great. You know, one of the reasons why it's so great, Patrick, is because about almost half of the movie is made up of footage that was cut from the original Phantasm. Like footage that and it's so cool to see. Like, and when I first saw Oblivion, I started freaking out because there was all this stuff that was clearly shot for the original Phantasm. And then they put it in. It was Michael Baldwin was the producer on that one. And he had, you know, it was his idea to bring in all those old clips that they cut out.
Right. So. Well, he was the original Michael, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Because I remember part two, they used different actors except for Reggie, and then in three, they brought all the original actors back.
Yeah, and Michael Baldwin was the only guy that didn't, you know, get his, you know, he had to audition for the role that he originated for Phantasm II because it was a studio film, it was Universal. So he actually had to audition for a film that he had the role for, and James LeGros ended up getting the role. So, all right, Patrick, I got to run.
Oh, just real quick, too. Are there plans for Toho to release a North American version of Shin Godzilla as well?
I don't know. We're going to have to look that one up. We'll do that during the break. I'll look it up during the break. All right, Patrick?
All right. Thanks for taking the call. You guys.
All right, buddy. Take care. There you go. Patrick is a Phantasm and a Godzilla fan.
Yes, he is.
Not unlike your host. Okay. We're going to take a break. Jeff, hang out. We come back. We got the news. And then we'll give away more It's a Wonderful Life and answer all your questions. 312-981-7200. Talk and text for any of your questions.
I wonder if it would be possible for you to give me 24 hours to think it over.
Sure. You go on home and talk about it to your wife.
I'd like to do that.
Yeah, then in the meantime, I'll draw up the papers.
All right, sir.
Okay, George.
Okay, Mr. Potter. Wait a minute here. I don't need 24 hours. I don't have to talk to anybody. I know right now, and the answer's no, no. Doggone it. You sit around here and you spin your little webs and you think the whole world revolves around you and your money. Well, it doesn't, Mr. Potter. In the whole vast configuration of things, I'd say you were nothing but a scurvy little spider. You. And that goes for you, too.
Classic scene from It's a Wonderful Life. Almost every scene in the movie is classic. We're giving away the Platinum Anniversary Edition of It's a Wonderful Life. It's a two-disc set, features the original black and white version remastered, the colorized version, two documentaries, the original trailer, and more. And Jeff Tuckman is here. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Nick. Great to be here.
Yeah, and we're giving away one of the most beloved Christmas movies of all time. Right in the middle of the holiday season here. And Jeff Tuckman is here to answer your questions. 312-981-7200. The phone lines are open, and you can also send your texts. Got a question about a release, a Blu-ray question, a tech question. And if you can't think of the title of a movie, but you can describe it and you know who's in it, and it's driving you crazy because you can't remember the name of the movie, call us or text us on that too. 312-981-7200. All right, Jeff, let's see. Here is Kevin on WGN. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, good morning, or whatever. I was wondering about a show that was on Channel 11 called Life's Laundry. If you could buy that someplace, you know, if they still make that, put it out or whatever.
It's a British show?
Yeah,
and it's
like about hoarders,
right?
And the people come in and help them. It's a guy like a psychologist,
right?
Or a woman psychologist, I believe. And then the guy helps them, you know, do everything.
Right. It was called it's called The Life Laundry.
The Life Laundry,
right?
Okay.
And it was a BBC production, and it is not available on DVD.
Just whatever, if they put it on Channel 11 again or whatever.
Yeah, you'll have to look for it, but it's not available on DVD.
Okay, no.
Okay, thanks.
You're talking about It's a Wonderful Life. Wasn't there supposed to be like a sequel kind of thing to it coming out this year?
Well, they thought they were thinking about it, but I believe they realized what a monumental, idiotic mistake that would be.
Yeah.
So, all right, Kevin, thanks, man. Take care.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, there you go. The Life Laundry. It's a BBC show. You know, we talked, when people call in and ask, it's strange because a lot of reality shows are not available on DVD.
No.
You know, and it just, it depends. Like Survivor is, but like the Big Brother isn't. I don't know. And that was The Life Laundry was a British reality series from like 14 years ago. So, and it is not available.
Well, quite often, Nick, there's rights problems. If shows are in syndication, sometimes they don't want to do anything to hurt the syndication.
That's right, because they can make more money doing that.
That's right.
All right, let's throw one more trivia question out here. We got two more copies of the deluxe edition of It's a Wonderful Life to give away. What's our next question?
Instead of Auld Lang Syne, what was the song that the film was originally going to use?
Okay. Instead of Auld Lang Syne. What was a song that was going to originally be used in the movie? 312-591-7000. That's the contest line. Call that line. 312-591-7000. to answer that question. Instead of Auld Lang Syne, what was the song that they were originally going to use in the movie? If you can call in and get that correct, you will win a copy of the Platinum Anniversary Edition of It's a Wonderful Life. 312-591-7000. All right. So we got a text here from Jeff. Not you.
Yes.
It says, hey, Nick, I wanted to know if you've seen a couple of underrated zombie movies and if they're available on DVD. They are Ashes Autumn with David Carradine, which I have not seen. And we can look that one up to see if it's available. And Fido. Fido I've seen. And Fido is great. Yes. Billy Connolly plays like a pet zombie. Carrie Ann Moss is in it. It's a really unique and kind of wonderful movie. And it is definitely available. Fido is definitely available on DVD.
Yes.
We're looking up Ashes Autumn. I've never even heard of it. If it's a zombie movie and I haven't heard of it, something's got to be wrong.
Yeah. You know so many zombie movies.
Oh.
You know movies.
Oh, wait a minute. Right. Okay, Ashes is one movie. And then Autumn is another movie. Okay, so there's just one called Ashes. Okay. I thought it was Ashes Autumn. We'll look them up. But Autumn with David Carradine. So one of them is called Ashes, and one of them is called a different movie called Autumn with David Carradine. So we'll look those up. But Fido is available, and Fido is terrific. And you should check it out. Okay. Oh, I think we got a winner already, Jeff.
Okay.
What was our question one more time?
Instead of Auld Lang Syne, what was the song that the film was originally going to use?
All right, and I believe we have an answer from Erlene. Hi, Erlene.
Hello.
Hi, what's the answer?
Ode to Joy.
Ode to Joy is correct.
That's correct. You got yourself a copy of the Platinum Anniversary Edition of It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, it's a great movie. Hang on, okay?
Sure.
Okay, there's our winner right there. That didn't take long. People know everything about this movie, and they love it.
They really do. Yeah. I mean, the American film you were talking about, what a classic movie. I mean, it'll be 50 years from now. It'll still be a classic. But the American Film Institute rated it the number one most inspirational movie of all time.
Yeah. Yeah. I can understand that. I can totally see that. Let's see. I'm looking up this movie, Autumn, and there are a bunch of movies named Autumn.
Yes.
So I have to find the one that we're talking about.
I saw that too. So.
Yeah. So let me see. Oh, no, that's not it. Yeah. Let's see if David Carradine is in this one. Yeah, this is it. Okay. Autumn from 2009, Dexter Fletcher. A horrible virus kills billions within minutes, and a few survivors that are left have to deal with the shock of the apocalypse. They have no idea how it could get worse. Autumn. And it is indeed, yes, it is available on DVD. So to answer Jeff's question, yes, Autumn is available on DVD, so is Fido, and hopefully we can find out about the other movie, Ashes, but Autumn is available. All right. Hey, Jeff, you know, let's talk about some of the gift sets, because people are going to be doing their Christmas shopping, or they've probably started. Some people have maybe finished. Some people haven't started. But at this time, it's always fun to, you know, people love getting Blu-rays and DVDs for Christmas. It's an easy, fun gift. And they have, like, great packages and great gift sets and box sets and stuff like that that people can buy. What are some of the ones that are available now that we wanted to talk about?
Well, one I want to mention, a little different, Chicago Cubs. You're wearing the hat.
Yes, I am.
They're the 2016 World Series. Yes, folks, World Series.
Yeah.
Collector's Edition. It's an 8-disc set. It's all the games complete. Of the World Series.
The whole World Series?
Yes.
My God.
And the seventh game.
Wow.
And that's, I mean, the 2-disc set is, you know, the season and
highlights and stuff like that, yeah.
Right, and the parade and everything.
Right.
But this is an 8-disc set.
8-disc set.
I have this. This is great.
Okay.
Also want to mention, for a lot of fans, James Bond has some great collections.
Mm-hmm.
And there are millions of James Bond fans, and you can get. It's a really, really great gift to give. Indiana Jones is an Indiana Jones collection. There's a Clint Eastwood collection, which is great. I know Friends, there's a complete series of
the complete series, all the seasons of Friends,
right.
Available in one package.
That's right.
Okay.
You mentioned Star Wars. Star Wars has a Star Wars trilogy, which is, you know, really good. For fans of the Three Stooges,
oh,
there's the ultimate collection. which is amazing.
Now, does it include Shemp? Because if it doesn't include Shemp, it's not the Ultimate Collection.
Shemp is in there.
Okay, good.
you got
to give some love to Shemp, man.
Yes, you do. Yeah. One of my favorite series of all time, the Twilight Zone complete series.
Wow, the whole series?
The whole series.
In one set?
Yes.
Wow.
Breaking Bad, I really liked.
Mm-hmm.
You got that in complete series. You got Hogan Heroes. You got a lot of Star Trek. Perry Mason, get this now, the complete series of Perry Mason. You can get the Harry Potter 8-film collection.
All of the Harry Potter movies.
Yes.
That's a lot of hours.
Right. Another one that I really love is the Mel Brooks collection.
Oh, what's in the Mel Brooks collection?
Mel Brooks is Blazing Saddles, Young Frankenstein, Silent Movie, Robin Hood, Men in Tights, To Be or Not to Be, History of the World, The 12 Chairs, which a lot of people have not seen.
It's a great movie.
High Anxiety. Another one that I love.
Jeez, that's a ton of stuff. That's great.
Yeah. And for fans of Seinfeld, you can get the complete series of Seinfeld.
Yes.
Which is really awesome. Fans of the Fast and Furious. There's a lot of fans out there.
No, I love those movies. I'm just laughing because I watched the trailer 3 times already for the new one. The new one comes out in April.
Well, this is...
it's going to be ridiculous.
This collection is 1-7.
Awesome.
Carol Burnett.
Yeah.
People love Carol Burnett.
Yeah.
And we talked about, last show we did Johnny Carson.
Yeah.
There's a whole Johnny Carson collection that is...
I kind of like Johnny Carson. I don't know if anybody knows that.
I think
I watch The Tonight Show every once in a while.
I think everybody knows that. another one I liked is Dave Chappelle. I mean, Dave is really funny. And you got the complete series.
Yeah, that was a great show. One of the most innovative sketch comedy shows of all time.
Absolutely.
It's still one of the funniest.
Yeah. I felt it did what In Living Color did years earlier.
Oh, no question about it. No question about it.
And also for fans of Tony Soprano, The Sopranos complete collection.
The whole collection is out.
Is available. Another one I liked a lot, the Batman series from TV. The whole series is that, and there's a lot of things. And the last thing I'll leave you with, because I know this is your all-time favorite,
mm-hmm.
The Wire complete series.
Oh, please.
Is available.
The best show ever.
I had to say that.
The best show ever. So you can get those are all available, and you can find them pretty reasonably priced as well.
Yes, you can.
I got the Wire, the entire series of The Wire. I want to say I got it for $80, maybe something like that, $70.
They run specials all the time.
I mean, that's the entire. That's all 5 seasons,
right?
You know,
right now they got on a special for $65.
Well, I didn't want to wait.
I know.
So, 312 area code sends in a text that says, "If It's a Wonderful Life tanked at the box office, when did people start to see it as a classic?" Well, it was one of those things where it was public domain at one point.
Well, what happened? Yeah, they kind of screwed up and they let it lapse.
Yep.
People think it was never – not true. It was never copyright. They let the copyright lapse.
That's right.
And that's why when the video business started – yes, I've been involved in 35 years.
Yeah.
You could find it's one of life on 25 different
– Oh, yeah. It was available on every kind of – it was – every video company released a copy of It's a Wonderful Life.
Right.
Every channel would show It's a Wonderful Life 15 times a week. And that all started like in the 60s.
That's right.
And that's when it started to snowball, when it started to be seen all over the place on TV, and when the video boom happened, when it came out on video and it was so accessible and you could see it anytime, anywhere, that's when it started to find its footing as a classic. And that's when people started to love it, and that's when people started to watch it. But upon its initial release, it tanked and it didn't do well, but... once people started to see it over and over again on TV and then on video, that's when it became the classic that it is now.
Well, that's right. And then NBC got a hold of it.
That's right.
And NBC created what they did was they copywrote the music.
Yes.
And so that NBC has it exclusively.
That's right. And then they would show it once a year.
That's right.
And that was it. But by that point, it had become... the beloved classic that it is, today.
Absolutely.
So,
I mean,
it's weird the history of some, movies that become classics. It really is. Because, letting the copyright fall away is not necessarily a good thing, obviously, for the people involved, the studio and the money people. It's not good.
No.
But as a result of that, that's why the movie got seen so many times. That's why so many people got to see it. And that's why it became the classic that it was, that it is. So we got a break. Jeff, and why don't we throw out our final trivia question, And we've got people online who have questions. We've got some texts here. So we'll get to all of that. But let's throw out our final trivia question for our final Platinum Edition version of It's a Wonderful Life.
Beulah Bondi played Jimmy Stewart's mother in the film. She would go on to play his mother five times, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Give us a name of at least three of the films.
Okay. Beulah Bondi played Jimmy Stewart's mother in It's a Wonderful Life, but she would play him, his mother, five times. Give us the name of three films in which she played, at least three films in which she played his mom. 312-591-7000. That's the contest line. Call that line to answer the question. 312-591-7000. Beulah Bondi played Jimmy Stewart's mother. At least she played his mother five times. Name three of those five times that she played his mother. And you will get a copy of It's a Wonderful Life. 312-591-7000. All right, we take a break and we come back more with Jeff on WGN.
That's a Christmas present from a very dear friend of mine.
Look, Daddy, teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
That's right. That's right.
Attaboy, Clarence.
Yeah. So there you go. That's the ending of It's a Wonderful Life. I dare anybody to watch the last 10 minutes of that movie and not cry their eyes out. I cry every I've seen It's a Wonderful Life 5 million times.
Yes, right.
And I cry every time during the last 5 minutes of that movie. It's just amazing. So that's from It's a Wonderful Life. Jeff Tuckman is with us, and we threw out a trivia question to give away our final Platinum Anniversary Edition DVD of It's a Wonderful Life. And, Jeff, what was that question?
Beulah Bondi played Jimmy Stewart's mother in the film. She would go on to play his mother five times. Give us a name of at least three.
All right. Here's our Mark. Mark, go ahead.
Yes. Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, of Human Heart, and Vivacious Lady.
Right. And also The Identity Crisis. It's a Wonderful Life.
Right.
And she also played his mother on The Jimmy Stewart Show.
Yeah. And so that was like her gig right there. All right, Mark, congratulations. You got yourself a copy of It's a Wonderful Life, the Platinum Anniversary Edition, and thank you for listening. Hold on. Hold on.
Thank you.
All right, let's see if we can get a couple of quick calls in here before Jeff tells us about some of the releases that are coming up. By the way, we got a question from Steve. He texted in, one of my all-time favorite Chicago-based shows was Early Edition. Were all the seasons ever released on DVD, or is there a box set? It ran for four seasons. Two seasons are available for some reason. Only two seasons, season one and season two, are available on DVD. So there you go. All right, let's see. Here is Jim on WGN. Hi, Jim.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Thanks for making it cool to be a baby boomer, Mr. D. One thing that I remember really well from about 65 or 66, it was called the CBS Children's Film Festival. It'd be after the cartoons were over, about noontime.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this very moving movie that was in black and white. The protagonists were a rabbi and a priest. Sounds like a joke. Walking into a bar,
but right?
Rabbi and a priest, and a little boy who was Catholic, and a little girl who was Jewish, and the little girl drowned, and the rabbi and priest ended up walking in the rain and helping the little boy cope with it. It was just a very moving.
Wow.
Film that was on CBS Children's Film Festival. I've never been able to find the thing.
Well, maybe a listener, you know, because that's a pretty strong description. Maybe a listener knows. If you know that description from that thing and the CBS Children's Film Festival, it was a movie. You can text us with that and keep your radio on, Jim. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Well, let's hear what's coming up for new releases that people can look for.
Well, Nick, the big title this week is Suicide Squad. I know Nick didn't like that movie. It was a big hit despite that.
It was a huge hit.
And the Blu-ray has an extended version.
Oh, good. More.
He didn't want to see the regular one. He didn't want to forget the extended. Also, a movie that actually won some awards, Florence Foster Jenkins.
Yeah.
With Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep got nominated for a Golden Globe for that. This just got nominated, yes.
Yeah. Well, she just won whatever they had the other night. And Hugh Grant's in there is pretty good.
Yeah.
Ben-Hur, the remake of Ben-Hur. Oh. And I don't know. You know, sometimes they say you shouldn't remake classic films.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There was no reason to remake. And you know me, I love everything.
Yeah.
Roy would say, he loves everything. Yeah. Anyway, I think people are going to, you know, because it has a really good cast, you know, anything Morgan Freeman's in, I'm going to watch.
Yeah. Tanked at the box office.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it tanked big time. Nobody went to see it.
No.
They spent a lot of money on it, too. So maybe they'll make it back on the.
Paramount did a really good job with that. Also this week, another remake. Bridget Jones's Baby is out this week. This is kind of cool, Nick. Gene Roddenberry, if you don't know, he was the creator of the original Star Trek.
That's right.
And this week they have a thing called the Roddenberry Vault. And what they did, that was really cool, they took some of the best of 12 episodes, okay, and they took footage that you've never seen before, and they letting you go behind the scenes and explore these 12 shows, and they're really, really good. I mean, for Star Trek fans, I can't recommend it enough.
All right. All right, Jeff. And if people couldn't get a hold of you, what's your email address if they wanted to ask you a question?
YourMediaMan@AT&T.net.
YourMediaMan@AT&T.net. All right. Have a great Christmas, and we'll see you in 2017. Have a happy new year.
Looking forward to it.
Okay, we'll see you in January.